School News Roll Call for Fountain Valley School District. We open our January issue with an article from Dr. Mark Johnson, superintendent, as follows. Since the passing of Measure O in November 2016, we have made tremendous progress in modernizing our schools. We are pleased to report that Phase 2 of modernization at Masuda Middle School is complete. The A-Core boasts new flooring, paint, ceilings, and most importantly, air conditioning. Teachers moved back into their classrooms over the Thanksgiving recess and greeted students to their new classrooms in late November. This is in addition to the updates brought with the completion of Phase 1, including modernization of their administrative offices, library, media center, and stage. In addition, Phase 1A and 1B are complete at Courageous School, which included modernized classrooms in their kindergarten core and updates to their administrative offices, staff lounge, and restrooms. We are also thrilled to report that Phase 2 is set to finish in the upcoming weeks. Phase 2 involves newly modernized classrooms for many of their upper grade teachers on the northeast side of campus. Work at both Courageous and Masuda continues to move along at an impressive pace. Moreover, the next three schools to undergo modernization, Cox Elementary, Tamura Elementary, and Fulton Middle School, are currently being reviewed by the Division of State Architects, and we hope to have approved plans by February. A big thank you goes out to the staff, students, and families at both Courageous and Masuda for their understanding and flexibility during modernization. And a tremendous thank you goes out to our community for its generous support of Measure O. Lastly, I want to personally thank our Assistant Superintendent of Business Services, Mrs. Christine Fullerton, and our Director of Facilities Maintenance and Operations, Mr. Joe Hasty, for their ongoing efforts to lead our Measure O projects with great passion and expertise. That concludes Dr. Johnson's article. We at School News Roll Call urge you to read this issue in its entirety to learn more of what is happening in your school district and on your campus.